This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
Dean, if you had to choose between being a victim of a terrorist attack or giving up some of your privacy, which do you think is the rational choice?
I assume you're referring to the Bush administration's claimed authority to protect us by wiretapping without warrants.
That's it. If we want our government to protect us from terrorist attacks, they need to be able to act immediately to any threat.
Of course. After all, government does have a responsibility to protect citizens. However, it doesn't follow that the government can or should wiretap at will in order to protect us.
Surely these acts are connected.
Well, maybe. And that's how the judicial branch serves as one check on the claimed authority of the executive branch. But the problem here is how you constructed the question. When you say it's a choice between terrorist attacks or the government reading my email, any rational person would choose the loss of liberty as the lesser evil.
But what you're suggesting is that I've presented a false dilemma, that there are many other choices than these two.
Yes, there are other choices that don't sacrifice liberty or security. But what the administration does lose by accepting the lawful separation of powers and the constitutional requirement of probable cause is the ability to fish for information when no danger or threat can be shown.
And the freedom to live without Big Brother listening in is what separates democracy from dictatorships.
Ethically speaking, if our government can compel us to relinquish our rights and we no longer care, then the terrorists really have won.
What does living in democracy mean to you? Be free with your thoughts at ethicallyspeaking.org. Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.